devotional is titled Service That Opens Doors to Others in the Kingdom of God, Matthew 20, verse 27 to 28. And whoever will be first among you must be your slave, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. In every organization or nation, there are a variety of service areas which have corresponding levels of importance and remuneration. The value of service rendered is calculated on the quantum of value of output of that service in the organization. Rewards are not the same. They differ based on level of service. In God's kingdom, it is the same. God rewards service rendered according to work. So let us ask ourselves this question. What is the greatest service in the kingdom of God, which yields the greatest reward? The answer to this question lies in the example Jesus set for us on earth. Jesus said that, even as the Son of Man came, not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Matthew 20, 27 to 28. Jesus did not come to be saved, but to save. His death on the cross was to bring salvation to the entire humanity. He served that interest. That accounted for why he had to still go to the cross despite the many miracles he performed. So the work of salvation is the greatest service in the kingdom of God. It does not mean that others are not important. They are, but the one that touches God's heart more is the saving of souls. That was why the last instruction of Jesus to the disciples bordered on salvation of souls and discipleship making. Matthew 28, verse 18 to 19. And it says, And Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. This ranks first in the kingdom of God. So start engaging in services that will bring people to salvation.
Thank you for listening to today's devotional by Reverend George and Reverend Mrs. Veronica Ayiku of Love Community Chapel.
You can join us at Love Community Chapel, Patasi Estate, near Loosefield Fashion Training Center. You are cordially welcome to join us during our Sunday and weekday services. Sundays, first service, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Second service, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Wednesday, communion service is from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And Friday, miracle service start from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The venue is the Church Auditorium, Patasi Kumasi. Call us on 0277 58 33 33. Come and meet Jesus right here, because his banner over us is love.